Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Edwin Collins.
One of the things that really intrigues me about you and your career is that, you know, aside from the fact you've been at it for a long time, aside from the fact you've done all these things, is that unless I'm terribly mistaken, in your entire career, not counting A Girl Like You, which we'll put over here, we'll discuss that later, you've only had one top 40 single. Is that true?
Yes, correct. Especially in America. But over here, Rip It Up, and 30 years ago today, The Magic Piper of Life, Love.
You've had three top 40 hits in the UK.
Yeah.
With Orange Juice, Rip It Up, which got to about number 7 or something.
Yeah.
And you always claim The Magic Piper of Love, the follow-up to album to A Girl Like You, the one that I was on. But that only really scraped into the top 40, Edwin, so that's really clutching at straws.
That's okay. But yeah, but cheers, you know, cheers for that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But I guess my... I guess...
Grace.
Yeah, Grace, give your husband a break for crying out loud. Be nice to the guy.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you guys have been married for how long? And, you know, I mean, I don't want any...
6 years.
Yeah, so I don't want any issues as a result of my interview, okay?
Yeah.
That's just not... I want to be a marriage counselor, not a marriage destroyer. This is bad.
Yeah.
But I guess what's the most interesting thing to me about that is that when you say to people, I'm going to interview Edwin Collins... And particularly people in bands, they go, wow. So how does a man who's only had 2.5 hits, you've only had 2.5 hits, how does a man become you?
I guess, Lou Reed.
You know, actually,
Lou
Reed's only hit that hit the charts.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You're a cult figure, a minor cult figure. You used to describe yourself as, didn't you? I mean, people would say, "So are you famous?" And you say, "No, I'm more of a minor cult figure."
Yeah, exactly. So tell me, it's a fascinating thing because you are. I mean, it's not a matter of being rock royalty. It's more about how many things over all these years you've affected in rock and roll. So what I'm curious about is something that you remember about an event that happened where you said, I have no idea if this is ever going to be anything.
Oh, I remember my solo work, Hope and Despair. I'm nervous to begin with the record, I mean. And
an almighty struggle to move from the Orange Juice days to releasing your first solo album. There was a 5-year gap, not of your own making. Edwin couldn't get arrested. It was really, really difficult. And there were times then we were working together that we just thought, we've tried so many ways to get the solo career off and running.
I never gave up. You did.
Yeah? Yeah, I was ready to resign and hand you over to some big cheesy manager that would be maybe better. I thought it was my fault at one point.
You know, how come the word cheesy and manager always goes together? why does that happen? They're not dairy, are they? I mean, it's
I thought some big cheese, somebody that could...
search me.
someone with a bit more influence than me, I thought maybe it would work, but that didn't work out either. We had a little go at that, and that was a disaster.
Yeah.
And it was you just had to persevere, and I think that's been the key to your career, Edwin, persevering.
Sitting here with people who have been through things in their life is life-affirming in an amazingly personal way. And here you go ahead, and in 6 weeks, you make this new album.
My engineer, Seb Lewsley, helped me on that.
Forever, yes.
Yeah, yes. And
18 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I like fast songs now. I like succinct fans.
Yeah,
and I like fast songs, but apart from All My Days and Searching for the Truth, it's slow. But I like fast songs, and I like kind of like punk rock, in a way. Direct messages. I like simple language. That's affected me a lot. Simple language. I can't write anything. I before my stroke, in fact, I was an intellectual. After my stroke, I'm thick.
You know what? I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people that have not had a double brain hemorrhage and were thick way before. And I still work with some of them, but we'll leave that alone. So I'm not going to buy that. But it sounds.
Okay.
But
no, I'm kidding around.
I know you are.
I am too. I'm not going to. Well, maybe I'm not. But. You've made friends with these people. They're not just, I'm producing them. I'm the producer, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to take your sound, and I'm going to tell you what to do.
No.
You make friends with them.
That's not the way I work. I make friends with them. What's your sound like? Kind of punk? Okay. Go for it, lads. And it works. It works.
Well, yeah, you apply what is supposed, instead of saying, I want to mold your music to what I believe, you say, I want to help you mold your sound to bring it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, but as a producer, that's very unselfish of you.
Yeah, I like producing a lot with my engineer, Seb Loosley, and helping musicians, I think.
So on this album, and on many records you've produced, because these people choose you to produce because there's a lot of you in them.
Yes.
So now in this album, I suspect a lot of them got into you.
Yeah, yeah. Friends, Ferdinand, Do It Again, Alex and Nick. I did the verse, and Alex and Nick did the chorus together. It worked out well, and for example, Romeo, it dawns on me, and I think I like fast numbers, medium paced, and it worked out well. And Ryan, What's This My Rule? It worked out well. I like spontaneous numbers, and I like simple language, not a flowery language at all.
It's really beautiful thing to watch, to see them all come together like this. All these fantastic musicians who are friends, like family, and our studio is a home from home for most of them, and they come in there, and their attitude was, what does Edwin want, and what can we be there for? How can we be there for Edwin? And it happens so quickly, yeah. So spontaneously, and it's really beautiful. It's rather a lovely thing to watch, you know.
But your son, while he doesn't have the total sense of who Dad is in history and level of reality, yeah. You got him involved in the record.
He likes Blue Boy, the second. Orange Juice,
right.
The single, and he likes See It In Your Eyes, the drums, Jonathan, and he likes all kind of mother of things. It's kind of like this, the single, I'm Losing Sleep, it's kind of like a Northern Soul idea.
You know, I know that Seb says this about working with you, he said Seb could be a producer in his own right,
yes.
But he's never comfortable unless he's with Edwin. And he says the reason why, Edwin, is because you are not wobbly in your decision-making. You have great clarity, you know what you want,
yeah.
You know when something's
yeah.
right, and you know when it's not
but,
right.
But 30 years ago, I'm doing fine just now. But back then in the Orange's days, I need a producer, but now I'm doing it myself.
How many people have really put out that much music under a band that, again, is a band that, and I say this joking around, people either go, who, or wow, that's a lot of music.
It was all before he was 24.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's prolific and then there's insane.
But back then in the Orange's days, the fourth album, he's the enemy, he's kind of past it. Yeah.
Well, even Melody Maker back then, right?
Yeah.
We were digging through press for the Coles to Newcastle OG compilation, and they were, and I found this thing in the NME, and it said, Edwin Collins promised much, delivered little.
So I imagine at this point now you can never retire.
No,
I'm like, ever.
I like working now. I'm loving it. It's a sheer joy to produce again once more. And 6 months in the hospital, I couldn't say a thing. And yes and no, and the possibilities are endless, over and over again. Now I can. My talking is still dodgy, but my singing voice is perfect.
There was a quote from another interview that really, it broke my heart, but in a positive way. You said, I had to learn to laugh again.
Yes, I did. My stroke is affecting me, but my eye is blurred in one eye.
Just the sound, just to make sound was tricky for you.
Yes.
Hence why I had to learn to laugh again.
Yes.
And figuring out what people were saying to you was difficult. You had to take time to understand. Language was really
tricky.
Lost to you for all. But it's incredible. Those days, 6 years ago, to for me to journey from that dark bit to where we're at now, there's no words for it, really, because we're having such a ball, you know?
I grew up on Top 40 radio. I grew up on pop hits.
Yeah.
So the second that I heard A Girl Like You, it's not that hard to write a good song.
Yeah. But Lennon Barry, 1, 2, 3, I shouldn't have done that.
Evans, in his role as a producer of young bands, is very funny because he doesn't mince his words nowadays, so he'll say to them, now, the problem with this song is you haven't written a tune. Now,
there's a good verse, write a chorus.
On the plane, I was trying to get Edwin to explain to me the difference between a middle eight and a bridge.
The verse, the bridge, and the chorus.
Okay.
And that's it. Sometimes it's mixed it up.
Yeah.
For example, I'm losing sleep. The chorus.
First.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially in London, I'm back and I'm raring to go and I'm here. I'm taking care of business.
I do a thing called a musical sandwich.
Okay.
And this is to help people.
That?
Well, here's what it is. It's two of your songs.
Yes.
And you can have more, but as the bread.
Yes.
And then songs by other artists.
Yes.
You want to play in between.